Yer shoy saharos shle begdusha veleidosa begdusha. Yav a ger that his parents, when they became pregnant, she was still a grey, the father was a grey, and then the mother was mizgaya, she became a Jew before she gave birth. So that's considered hayrosa shle begdusha. When she became pregnant, she was still a grey, but veleidosa begdusha, at the time when the kid was born, the mother was already a Jew. And the Rashi speaks out the klali that really the whole ger shem is gayer, any ger when he becomes a Jew, to cut in shenelad achshav, it's as if he's really born right now, and therefore his mother, his father, is not really a relative to him. And let's say he has a sister that later was born when he was still a grey, and later she's also is gayer. So now lemaisa really midiraisa, he would be allowed to marry his sister. Because since he's Mizgai, he's like a Jew, he's like a new person, he has no kuvah to his old relatives. But it's only midirabbanan that we say the person, this Jew, was still usher to his relatives, that he would have been usher if he would have still been a grey. And it's a sworn midirabbanan that shleyem, the people should not say, listen, when he was a grey, he was usher to live with his sister. And now that he becomes a Jew, he's mitzvah to live with his sister, like it's sitting, you're coming, l'gdusha chamil, l'gdusha kala. So more of the people should not say that. The Rabbanan made it that the same Nisuyim this person had when he was a grey, he still has now when he's a Jew. And therefore it says that Yesh Loi Shavim, any mishpacha that he has from his mother's side, it's an Evra. But Vyein Loi Sherav, if he only has a mishpacha from his father, that's not called a mishpacha. Well, since we are not blown out from Sukkim. Hakeit said, how is this? Nosa Achais Simenein. Let's say later on, he wants to marry his sister that he had from the same mother, that his mother had. So, even though his sister is also Mizgaya, so Midiraisa now this person is allowed to marry her, because the Gersh and Mizgaya Kakot and Shnei Rubami, they're not really considered sisters, but since if he would have remained a Goy, he would be also to marry his sister, so now also Midirabami is also to marry his sister. So Yaitzi, the Loch is, he has to give regret. What about Minav? He wants to marry now his sister, that was only a sister from the same father, but not from the same mother. So Lech Rizzi came, he's allowed to stay married to her. Again, his sister was a sister born when they were Goyim, and now they're both Mizgayer, and therefore they're Kuntshin Erudami, so they don't have any Din Mishpacha, so therefore now the brother is allowed to marry his sister from the same father. Achrei Sa'av Nina'im, let's say your father's sister, that the sister and brother from the same mother, is Yaitse, she's also considered a kuvah to you, namri abonin, and you have to give a get. Minaav, let's say it's your father's sister, but only their sisters from they're only brother and sister from the same father, but not from the same mother, you kayim, then you're allowed to marry her. Achaisaim, let's say your mother's sister, minaim, from the same mother, Yaitse. Now, if you marry her, you have to give her a get. Midi abonin, you have to give her a get. Again, we're only talking about where they were going originally. So now, since they're Mizgaya, really Midirais is Kakot and Shanei Radomi, it's only Midirabonin, so we still have a din of an Ezra, that is Yotzi. What about Achais Ein Minav? What's going to be if it's your mother's sister from only the same father, not from the same mother? Again, you have a mother, and in our case here, the mother was Mizgaya before she gave birth, and now she has this son. And so, the question is, can this son marry the mother's sister, that they're only sister from the same father, not from the same mother? Rabbi Meir, says, yes, that's also also. And you have to give her a get. That's also also with the Rabbanim. However, the Chomam say, no, Yikayim. You could stay married, because since it's only your sister from the same father, not from the same mother, there's no din, kurva, share of Yav, negare to a ger. And Rashi explains, Minav Yikayim, if it's only a relative from the same father, you're allowed to stay married. That she said, L'nesar Isar Achfa Mebnei Leach Ela Minayim. That you also to marry your brother or your sister if you're gay, that's only from the same mother. But not if you're only from the same father. To see the Pesach says that Ramavina said, to Gam Omna, really it's true, Achaisi, that Sarah was his sister. Bas Ovihi, she's the daughter of my father. But she's not a sister from the same, not from the same mother. Alma, what do we see? That the Ba'as Sarav, Shayulu, the Yuli Avram was mitzvah to marry Sarah, even though she was a sister, But since she was not a sister from the same mother and from the same father, she's mutter. Udas ein l'shayla, but if she would have been a sister from the same mother, then she'd be yosa. So that's the klal by a b'neich. He's only yosa to mishpacha through his mother, but not through his father. Now, this last case over here, where you have your mother's sister, and they're only sisters from the same father, why does Rabbi Meir say Yotzi? So Rashi says it's Gzeira Mishum Achosim in Aim. The Hebrew and the Shein Tzad Sheir Aim can, even though they're only sisters from the same father, but since the Meister to you, it's your mother's sister, so if it's still Gzeira, that she's vested to you. The Chodim say, no, we don't make Gzeira Tzikayim. And here the Brei sends off that Shehoi Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir used to say, Kol Ervor Shim Shem Sheir Aim, any type of an Ervor, that's because of the name of the mother, Yetzai, by a ben Noach, the worker is, he has to give a get. But now that the person's Mizgaya became a Jew, there's a Gzeira though that the same halacha should apply when he's a great. The people shouldn't say, Shle Yenu, now that he became a Jew, it's more cow than the halacha the way he would have been if he's still a great. So therefore, the same way when he was a guy, he'd be also to his relatives through the same mother, now also he's still also to them. But Mishum Sheir Av, it's only a Mishpacha through the same father, when you kayim, then you're allowed to stay married to them. And he ends off, Remeir holds that, Umuta B'yeshes Achiv, you're allowed to marry your brother's wife, U'v'yeshes Achiyoviv, and the wife of your father's brother. V'yishar Kol Harois, and all other Harois, Mutaris Loi, that the Mutta to a Ben Meir. It all means by a Ben Meir, a real guy, he's allowed to marry his brother's wife. It means after the brother dies, he's allowed to marry her. And the same thing that your uncle's wife, you're allowed to marry when your uncle dies. And the Shah Kol Arois, all other Arois, Mutaris Loi, is Mutta to a Ben Meir. Lassi was to come to include Eishes Oviv, that your father's wife, in other words, any kuva that came through ishus, through marriage, that does not apply to a benayich. So that means I see what else include ishus aviv, your father's wife that was not your mother, so a goy is mutter to his father's wife when the father dies or the father gave her a get. Or by goy, if you say, some separated. Now, nasa isha bito, let's say this person, a goy, wants to marry a wife, a lady, and his daughter, lochu is kainis achas, one of them you're allowed to stay married to, but one you have to get rid of. But you should not do this. Now, what does this mean? You should not do. What are we talking about over here? So Rashi brings down the Gemara in Yevamos, explains that this is going on the Hanach Yamon Yer Yikayim. That we said before, like if you marry your sister to the same father, that we say Yikayim, you're allowed to stay married. That's only to be evident. If you married her already, then you're allowed to stay married to her. But lechatchila, you should not do this. That's called lechatchila lo yichnes. Now, meisa ishtoi, let's say your wife dies, muta bechamaisai, then you're allowed to marry your mother-in-law. By a goy is allowed to marry his mother-in-law. Vikid yami, some say no, also bechamaisai. He's also to marry his mother-in-law. Now, exactly what's pshan is vikid yami, what do they say? It's also bechamaisai. So Rashi brings down, just the Gemara and Yevamos explains. But our core point of the question is, over here it says over the name of Rabbi Meir, that Eishes Aviv, your father's wife, is mutter to a Ben Meir. So this is the kashya before Rabbi Meir says, any erva that by a Jew, he's chayiv misa b'dayodam, applies to a Ben Meir. The halacha is, Eishes Aviv, by a Jew, if you marry your father's wife, even after your father dies, you chayiv misa. So how come over here does Rabbi Meir hold that a goy is mutter with his father's wife? So the steer in Rabbi Meir? So when it says, like Kasha, say there's no steer here, like Kasha. Ho Rabbi Meir, leave it to Rabbi Yezer, Ho Rabbi Meir, leave it to Rabbi Kiva. In other words, Rabbi Meir had two Rebbeim. He learned by Rabbi Eliezer, and he learned by Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Meir is saying over, according to each one of the Rebbeim, what the law would be. The time would run like this. The Pasuk says, Al Kain Yazev Ish Es Oviv Yesimoi, the Dovak Bishte, the Pasuk says. It's talking about by Odin Rishon, that's by Din of a Ben Nayach. So it says with Rashi like this. Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer says, Oviv, what does the Pasuk mean? Al Kain Yazav Ishes Oviv, go away from your father. But it's him you cannot marry. What does that mean? That means Achos Oviv. That means you're not a goy, you're not allowed to marry his father's sister. Imoy, what does it mean, your mother? Achos imoy. It means your mother's sister. She's also to a Benayach. A Benayach guy is also to marry his mother's sister. Rabbi Kiba, Rabbi Kiba says, no, that's not Shana Posik. Oviv means Eshes Oviv. That means that a guy is also to marry his father's wife. And that's according to the first Rabbi Meir we had before. The Rabbi Meir before that said that all nieces, any erva by Yisrael that she's chayiv nisa for applies to a guy. When the Rabbi Meir said that, it's going according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says here, Oviv means Eshes Oviv. That a guy is also a mitzvah not to live with his father's wife. Imoy means Imoy Mamish, means a guy can't live with his mother. That's Machlekes Harei Bashmas Postik Aten Yazav Ish Es Oviv Yis Imoy. And it says, V'dovak, you live with a wife, and when you dash in the guy of Leib Zocher, he's not allowed to live, he can't have Mishkeve Zocher, a guy is mitzvah not to live with another man. B'yishtoy, the Postik is V'dovak, B'yishtoy, so we dash in Leib Yishis Chaveiroi, that a guy cannot live with his friend's wife. That's called the Bula's Baal. He can't live with his friend's wife. And the Pasuk says, V'hoyu l'bosar echad, they should come into one bosar. That means, Mishenasim bosar echad. They can only marry somebody that they can have children from. Yotze behema, but a guy is not allowed to live with an animal, for chai or a beast. Shenasim bosar echad, you cannot have children. If a man lives with a behema, the behema will not become pregnant from an adam. So that's also for Benayach. So the kitzah, it's machlokes for Reb Lezer and Reb Kiva, Haradash and the Posek, ish other vimoy. So therefore, there's no seeing any Reb Meir. When Reb Meir said that any time there's a chiyuv nisa b'dayod by Yisrael, there's chayiv by a benayach, that's going according to Reb Kiva. And here in the Brisa, he said not like that. He said that she's muta. What Eishes Oviv, that goes according to Reb Eliezer. What we just say, Rabbi Lezer Oimer Oviv. When the Pasuk says a guy has to stay away from his father, it means Achos Oviv. It means his father's sister. That's what's also to him. For the Mora Eimer, why don't we say Oviv Mamish? That it means Mamish, a guy can't live with his father, as Mishke Vezacher. So Gemara says, if so, Haine Vedovak Vele Bezacher. That would learn out from the other Joshua. The Rudashim Vedovak, a guy asked that he can't be with the Zacher. He can only live with an Akeva, not with the Zacher. Because the Gemara Eimer, why doesn't Rabbi Lezer Dashin Eishes Oviv? Why doesn't he say when it says Oviv here, it means the father's wife? So when it says he holds, Hainu B'ishtoi V'leid Eishes Chaveiroi. Like a Manashach. Like when your father's married to her, so she's a married lady. So she to the girl cannot marry her. Eimer, but no, why don't you say rather Liachamisa? The Chiddush here is even after your father dies, still the girl cannot marry his father's wife. Samara says, no, Rabbi Lezer holds, do me the imoy. The Apostle says, Arkane Yazav Ish, as other yes imoy, just like the mother is the father. What does that mean? Ma imoy, just like by the mother. The lav ishus, it doesn't mean through ishus. It means the mother herself. Is af oviv, the lav ishus. Also means the father himself without ishus, not because he got married to the lady. So therefore, what does it mean by the father himself? It means the father's sister. The father's sister is also to a guy. Okay, so that's where Rabbi Lezer dashin is the word of it. Now imoy, he dashin zachos imoy. It means that a guy cannot live with his mother's sister. V'yeima imoy mamish. Why don't we say the pasuk means mamish, the guy can't live with his mother? Someone says, Haina b'ishtoy. V'loy d'eshes chadeira. Listen, close the mind your father's alive like. It's not worse than any married lady. So the Gemara says, good, but v'yeima, let's say liyachamisa. Maybe the chiddush here of your mother is that you're also to live with her even after your father dies. So when it says, Reb Lezer holds, do me the other. The pasuk means, Arken Yazav Ish, Esav of Yisimoy, Imoy is just like his father. Ma Oviv, the Lav Mamish, just like your father, does not mean you can't live with your father, that's not Shana Pasuk, is Av Imoy, the Lav Mamish. The same thing when the pasuk says, you can't live with your mother, it does not mean your mother Mamish, but rather means your mother's sister. That's the Reb Lezer Dashin's this pasuk. So Ben Noyach is only also to his father's sister, or to his mother's sister. But not to his father's wife. Now Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says no. Oviv, when the Pasuk said that Ben Meir is also to his father, it means Eishes Oviv. It means his father's wife. The aim of the Gemara Kasha, why do you say that? The aim of Oviv Mamish. Why don't we say the Pasuk is saying that a guy can't live with his father? So Meir says also, Haim of Vodovak Vulei Vazachar. That we're not from the end of the Pasuk. It says Vodovak, that we dash only with a wife. and not with the zocher. So the more yochi is so, eishes aviv nami, hainu beishtev ledeishes chaveroi. So the same thing, why udashim aviv? Means your father's wife, that's considered eishes chaveroi. She's married right now, so pshita the goy is also to her. So Moshe says, no, Rabbi Kiva meant to say, liyachemisa. So the chiddush is, al kein yazov ish es aviv, aviv means even after the father dies, still a den melech is also to marry his father's wife. Even though it's not your mother, still it's also to ben melech. Now, how's Rabbi Kiva dashing the word imoi? Imoi mamish, but a guy cannot live with his mother. For the Gemara, haino v'ishtev lo v'yeshes chaveroi. Like, how's meaning when his mother's married, so pshita, she's not worse than any married lady. So Moshe says, imoi mamish osay. It means the case where your father did not marry you. Stam, your father was a manis, this lady, and she became pregnant. So she's not called a married lady. So therefore, the only reason why it's sussed is because she's your mother. That's the Rebbe Kiva dashes the posik. Now the Moshe says, the mic in the plugi, what's the machlekes from Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Lezer? Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer holds, Oviv, Dunyi, the Imoi, we dash in the father, just like